Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Let's talk to Jason Brewer. He is the CEO of Marula Mining PLC. I interviewed this gentleman on the 7th of November on behalf of Share Talk. Market cap was about 2 million. Obviously, the shares have gone north. And he said to me that he was a money maker, not a miner. Jason, Happy New Year to you and your family. What a cracking couple of months you've had by looking at the headlines.
Yeah, we've been busy. We've been busy, and it's pleasing to see that that's been shown in the share price as well. So it's been a good start to the new year for our shareholders and everybody involved in the company.
Understood. Now, you sent out an update yesterday. You're obviously on the Aquis market. Any update on the AIM listing to kick things off with?
Yeah, we should be putting out a formal update, RNS, on beginning of next week. Okay. So that'll confirm all the consultants that have been appointed. Work is underway. And hopefully by the end of this quarter, first week or two of April, we should be trading on the AIM market.
Brilliant. Now, in terms of, you said to me, lithium ore expected early 2023. I always make copious notes. Where are we in that world?
Yeah, that was what the main update was out on yesterday. I was up on site last week. I was able to see that within, a couple of months of mobilizing equipment there. We have product which is bagged, sorted, and ready for delivery under the 5 million US lithium prepayment facility that we secured for its development and acquisition. So pleasing to see the processing of the stockpiles there taking place. And like I say, we've got about 4,000 tons in a new stockpile that is just pending final sorting before getting bagged as well. So 1,000 tons to be delivered over the course of the next 3 to 4 weeks.
So Jason, in terms of your backers, they must be over the moon with what you've been up to in the last couple of months.
Yeah, I believe they're pretty damn pleased. They've got product on the stockpile at Blesberg, which is ready for delivery to them at our mine gate. And there's another 4,000 tons, like I said, sitting on the stockpile ready for them. Another couple of 100,000 tons of old stockpiles to process. And then, of course, there's the hard rock operations, which we're looking to do the work on over 2023. So they've got in early. They've taken the risk. They backed us as a management team to deliver. And we've met their expectations. And, they must be pretty damn pleased to be in that position.
Understood. Picking your brains on the sort of macro picture, Tesla report today. What would you be saying to Mr. Musk?
Yeah, he's been talking about getting into the mining side and everything. So, there's been a lot of reports about the need for new lithium refining capacity by him, I believe. There's no point having that increased capacity unless you've got the increased mines to generate that product. So there's a massive shortage of investment at mine level, massive shortage. So there's a lot of new projects with the potential to start delivering. And, they need to be looked at very hard, not just by Mr. Musk, but by financiers in London, in all the capital markets of the world. They've got to start looking at this commodity because it is one that's really, the fundamentals aren't going to go away. It's just going to continue to strengthen.
So when we spoke in November, I said, where do you think the share price could get to by the end of 2023? And you said you'd be happy with market cap of anywhere between 25 and 50 million. Is that still on the cards, in your humble opinion?
Look, for the end of 2022, I had a share price of between 3 and 5 cents. And I think we got up to there by 31 December. This year, look, I think we've got a transaction we're trying to finalize now with a major South African group that has the potential to transform us. It really does. And if we're able to pull that off over the course of the next week, that'll be a massive plus. So 50, that's my base case. That's my worst case.
Okay.
So you
sound like a trader again.
Do I? Damn. No. Look, I'm looking for Marula to be that kind of new mid-tier battery metals focused company. So, minimum 50 to 100 and then upwards from there. And I think the composition of the company, its shareholders, the board in particular, will start to reflect that very, very soon.
Okay. A few words on copper. Where are we with copper?
Canusi, we've got our JV partners, Takela Mining. They're actually on site now. They're doing some additional work. They've had an excavator up there getting some additional material out. We're up there I'm up there the week of the 29th, so next week. So, yeah, we've appointed some consultants up there in Tanzania to do additional work on the full 10 granted mining licenses. So there's work that is due to commence in February. So we're hopeful that that's going to be our second mine that we bring into production over 2023. So there's no real things holding us back. We've got to do a bit of the exploration, more sampling work, test work, but we're fairly confident with that asset for sure.
Okay. And to wrap up, I asked you in November, why should I consider buying your shares? Why should they be in my portfolio? Why should they be for 2023 again?
My question is, did you buy them back then in November? You'd be up almost three times by now. Yeah. No, look, I think we've demonstrated in those 2 months since we last spoke that we're actually delivering. I think everything we talked about back then, we've actually gone on and delivered inside of 2 months. So we're a company that sets very aggressive targets. I think we meet them and we'll continue meeting them. So when we talk about the opportunities in lithium, copper, graphite, and other commodities that we have in our group, we'll actually deliver on them, and we're building our executive team to support us to ensure that we continue to do that. So yeah, we're not going to be a single project company. We're not going to be an exploration company. We're going to be a company that very quickly is producing, generating cash flow, and hopefully giving both capital appreciation on the share price back to shareholders, but also capital returns by way of dividends and profits.
Well, on that note, please come and see us again. Fingers crossed. I call it basically call option money beginning of November, where anyone who puts some money in is well, you know, in the money. And long may it continue. Good luck this year.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.